DW News.
Hello, I'm Johann Brockschmidt with Africa Link News. Nigeria's president Bola Tinubu says he wants debt forgiveness for Nigeria and other developing countries. He addressed world leaders during the UN General Assembly in New York, highlighting that countries of the global south cannot make any meaningful economic progress without concessions and a review of the current debt burden. Tinubu hopes that the upcoming Pact for the Future plan of the UN is going to address at least some of the economic challenges of developing countries. Israel has intercepted a missile fired at Tel Aviv by the Hezbollah. It is the first time that Hezbollah launched a missile at the coastal city. The warhead was reportedly targeting Mossad's intelligence base, Israel's intelligence agency. This comes just days after Israeli strikes killed more than 500 people in Lebanon in military attacks, which the IDF says targeted key Hezbollah positions and infrastructure. Experts say this development could result in further escalation of the situation and warn about a full-out war. This is the news bulletin on Africa Link, brought to you by DW. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reportedly wants to reveal a victory plan to US President Joe Biden during a meeting between the two leaders tomorrow. The Ukrainian president hopes to secure financial support and guarantees for his country before Biden is due to leave the White House. Zelensky addressed the UN Security Council yesterday.
One day in this hall, it will surely be said that Russia's war against Ukraine has ended, not frozen, not paused, not forgotten, truly ended.
The Kremlin reacted by saying that forcing Russia into peace would be a fatal mistake, which will bear consequences. Zambia's president, Hakainde Hichilema, has suspended three of his constitutional court judges. The government cited judicial misconduct and political interference for the decision. In 2016, the three judges had dismissed Hichilema's petition challenging the election victory of the former president, Edgar Lungu. They also took part in a ruling that allowed Lungu to run for president again 3 years ago, despite him having served two maximum terms already. Critics say, however, that the president's involvement in the removal of judges compromises the independence of the judiciary. Hichilema and Lungu are both expected to run for president in 2026. And finally, two-time Olympic marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge has announced that he will not compete in the next Olympics. The former record holder will, however, still be in LA for the Games in 2028 and encourage people to run, he said. The Kenyan will be 43 years old when the next Olympics start. In Paris this year, he already had to give up halfway through the marathon due to back pain. In 2019, the famous runner became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours. For more news, please visit us on dw.com. Thank you for tuning in. I am Johann Brockschmidt.